Praise the name of Jesus. I'm reading from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 65 to 69. And it reads thus: As he was saying, "For this reason I have said to you, that no one can come to me unless it have been granted him from the Father." As the result of this, meaning of the disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. So Jesus said to the 12, "You do not want to go away also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." 69, "We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Father, we thank you today for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for another time again, Jesus, that your word is about to be spoken. Holy Spirit, I pray for an empty. Oh God, remember that we sin against you daily. Forgive me for the wrong that we have committed against you. Have mercy, Lord, help us now as we understand the truth about your kingdom. Thank you and take your glory. Amen. Well, today I'm humbled and grateful to God to be alive. Briefly, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the thing a true follower understands his master. Jesus has many followers who claim to be a true disciples. But when Jesus began to define his position as guide, in the criteria to meet as a true disciple, it was difficult to understand. So some of them left his side. And I can assure you today that people will leave you if they do not understand your vision. Do not force them to stay. If you force them to stay, instead of helping, they will hurt you. In verse 67, Jesus asked the 12, Do you not want to go away also? Do you? 68, Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the word of eternal life." This statement shows that the 12 understands the plans and purpose of God. In verse 69, "We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." These passages remind us that not everyone who come to Jesus are born of the Spirit, meaning are physically alive, but spiritually dead. Though they hear the word, but the word have no root in their lives. Many people heard about Jesus, but they do not understand the power of God and work in him. Amen. Now, in Luke chapter 9, verses 57, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Look at verse 58. And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head." Many people who made decisions without considering the consequences follow Jesus. Also, there were people who made decisions but did not consider the consequences. And Jesus understood very well that this young man wanted to follow him. A lot of things he had not considered. Listen, the reason why people walk alone and after a while they slip away is because they followed, but they do not understand the challenges. They do not consider the challenges that is ahead. And when the tough time comes, they slip away. Amen. And as ministers and believers, sometimes we get disappointed. Oh, this person was with us. This person used to do SYC. This person was so strong in the faith. And at times, we don't see them coming around any longer. Yes, that's true. Some were not truly called. And so they will leave. Some did not consider the challenges ahead. They will leave. Some feels it was just a short time journey. But knowing that it's a lifetime commitment, they will leave. Some left other things undone and they need to go and complete it. If you look down further to verse 59, and he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. 16, but he said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God. Another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home. There is still an excuses. Jesus is pointing out to people, come and follow me. They have their own mindset and plans to work alone. Jesus did not force them. He only asked them to follow him. Now we have to be very careful as children of God because there are people that would think that would be a great help to our ministry. And so we go after them. We need them desperately. But they have their own plans. They have their own mindset. They have their own goals. They have their own agenda. And if God have not arrested them, you find it very difficult to get them. Even if they will follow you, they will not fulfill the duty. Believers, I'm here today to encourage us. That those who God has truly chosen to serve him will understand the plans and purpose of the kingdom of God. But those God have not chosen will create situations or come up with excuses that will not be helpful for our ministry. And all we need to do is to pray with them and ask God to help them. If they need be, one day they're going to come back to join us in the faith. But to force them into the ministry will be a problem for us. Amen. Jesus is encouraging us today to follow him and do his will. But we must follow the example of Jesus. A lot of people follow him and they left. He did not force them. He did not insult them. He did not accuse them. He did not abandon them. But he let them have their will. In fact, Jesus came back to ask the 12 that were still with him, what are you still doing here? Do you not want to go also? But he understood that they were willing to make a sacrifice. No matter what it is, they were willing to make the sacrifice. Yes, it is true that a lot of people will leave, but God will choose people who will stay with you to make the sacrifice. Amen. And God is looking for people who genuinely give themselves for the kingdom work, not for the benefit. I understand when Jesus fed the 5,000, the next day a lot of people follow him. And some were actually after him because of the miracle. It was not because they really wanted to know him as the Savior. They were after him for the miracle. When the ministry is making headway and contributing to people's lives, a lot of people were followed. They are not following because they are waiting to live for God, to live in the fear of God. They are following because they are seeing benefits somewhere and they must also benefit. If they find it difficult to benefit, they will leave. And Jesus reminding them, you will eat my flesh, you will drink my blood. All those things have confused their mind. And they said, well, I don't think I'm here to eat the flesh and drink the blood of somebody, so that I need to go. They misunderstood him. And so they walk away. If people do not see what they need, they will misunderstand you and they will walk away. I want to encourage you today. It is not about the multitude. It's about the truth. It is not about the benefit. It's about the kingdom of God. It is not about what we're going to benefit a minister up there. It's about the kingdom of God. And so, no matter who comes in your ministry, and they may not be living right or doing the right thing, and they decide to go, let it go. Pray with them. Trust God that one day they will understand the truth as they go along. Do not force them. Jesus did not force anyone to follow him. He spoke the truth about the kingdom of God, and those who heard it and truly believe in him follows him. I want to encourage you today, as you go out there, preach the word of God, the truth about the kingdom of God, and those that will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior will be saved. And when they get to understand you, they will follow you, and they will fear God and live for God. As I conclude with you today, a true follower understands his master. He's not following his master because of what the master has now. He's following the master because he understands the purpose and plans of his master. Peter confessed the truth about Jesus. He understood that he is the truth and the living God. So because of the understanding he had no alternative but to follow Jesus. If people understand the truth about Jesus, they will surely follow you. They will serve the ministry. They will be focused on the kingdom of God, and they will live in the fear of God. May the word of God bless our heart today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you today for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you now, Lord, that your word will touch our heart. And God, as we live to fear you. Thank you now. Take your glory. Amen.